We're going for traditional and non-traditional as we head to New Zealand tonight in a best of wine of the week. Sean and Hillary learned more about a few different wines from syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg.
They used to be known for just their Sauvignon Blanc, and then they kind of Pinot Noir came along, and now there is just a plethora of wines being produced down in New Zealand. There are five wineries that have come together to band and share their resources to market their wines now here in our area, so we're really lucky that we're getting some really quality wines here.
Well, let's start light and talk about a Riesling.
Let's talk about a Riesling. The 2011 Forest Doctor's Riesling. Now, this is from the Marlborough region. It has these really nice aromas of white peach, a little bit of rose petal and apricot in the fragrant bouquet. But what I really like about this wine is the structure. The pretty structure supports these lovely integrated flavors, a little nectarine, a little citrus, melon, stone fruit. They dance across the tongue. Nay, not dance, tango, samba.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right.
And it's just off dry, adds a little touch of sweetness on the long, luscious finish. $17. It's a nice value.
Pinot Noir out of New Zealand. What do you have?
Yeah, winemakers down there are really doing justice to this delicate red wine. The attractive nose and ripe cherries on the 2010 Carrick Brannockburn Pinot Noir is just perfume-like. And then you get these silky flavors of red plum, a little sweet cherry in there, dark strawberries, round and generous in the mouth. Then I really like the balance between the fruit and acidity in this wine because it adds kind of an elegant finish, a nice little touch with a little bit of cocoa and spice on the back of the tongue. $45, a little pricey, but it's a nice wine.
Okay, for all you listeners out there, Scott walks into the studio and says, we've got to get to the Syrah. We have to talk about this New Zealand Syrah.
My, oh, my, oh, my, my.
Yes.
Yeah, my, my is the name of the producer. It's a Maori word. It stands for duck blind, and I was blinded by the price. We're going to get to that in a second. So the 2009 My My Creek Syrah from Hawke's Bay has a brooding nose full of rich aromas, black cherry, blackberry, a little roasted coffee in there. I mean, this is a kitchen sink on this bouquet. Then you get the palette of dense flavors of dark cassis, blackberry jam, boysenberry fruit, a little hint of vanilla and toasty oak, lush, refined finish. How much would you pay for this? $30, $40?
Well, it sounds pretty
it's up there, right?
$13.
Oh, my gosh.
$13.
$13.
And
great
wine. You can get it around here,
too? My, oh, my, my. You sure can.
That's Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.